afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, this is Rock Solid Podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name's Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy.
And we are
Rock Solid.
Yay.
This is thanks everybody for coming back. You were down on last week's show. I thought it was fine. I thought were you down on last week's show or the Rock Solidopedia as a concept?
I was just down on life, man.
Well, I hope you seem like you're much better now. You and Matt are enjoying some baked Lays.
You know what? I think last week I liked my picks, and then as they played, I was like, I think I could have found better songs. That's what my problem was. But that's how music is, man. That's how your iPod is, man. You put it on shuffle, you shuffle up 20,000 songs. There's going to be a clunker in there, you know. You'll get something good, you'll get a Ted Nugent, and then you get a Black Keys, and you're like, eh.
What?
Tell me you don't stand behind Guy's Night.
I do stand behind Guy's Night.
Guy's Night ruled. That was awesome. If you took nothing away from that.
Remember when we first met John McLean? Argyle picked him up from the plane. Just for that lyric right there. By the way, I'm the lead vocalist of Guy's Night.
One thing that we talked about Grateful Dead a little bit, and about that, how it was used effectively in that one episode of Freaks and Geeks.
Mm-hmm.
This is my second favorite rock and roll television crossover, and we'll just let it play. See what you make.
I hope this is Pratt and McLean Happy Days theme.
Oh, that would be something.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Acapulco Lounge. I'm here to introduce a superstar, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, the demented, the dangerous, the disgusting Deacon Dark!
That's right. The Deacon Dark episode of Love Boat, motherfuckers.
This is when the guy was dressed up like he was Kiss.
The guy? You mean Sonny Bono?
Yeah. Oh.
Hit it with a hammer and bash it.
Wow.
Bash it.
You can hear he's turning the crowd off.
Well, this is the craziest sound design, because people are losing their minds on the Lido deck. They're loving him, but the sound designers are like, oh, this is bad. And you look at Captain Stooping, and he's like, oh, well, this is most inappropriate. And fucking Isaac is rocking out. He's loving it. Bernie Capel is like, kids today. His backing, like, Sonny Bono's like in full, like, Alice Cooper regalia.
It's terrible.
And he looks very cool. His guitar's not plugged in. He has no strap on his guitar or anything. But his band, like, has Kiss makeup, but they just have, like, regular Doobie Brother clothes on. It's really stupid looking. But, anyway, so this...
And then by the end of the episode, does he figure out that he doesn't want to do Demon Dark? He wants to do his own thing?
I forget what happens at all, but I know, like, Captain Stubing's assessment of it was, well, he's no Jerry Vale. But,
hey, who is?
What, do you remember any of your favorite TV and rock? Like, I remember Chips had a punk rock episode.
Well, you know, the Doobie Brothers were on
Doobie
What's
Brothers
Happening.
On What's Happening was the best.
It's that was so weird, though, because it was like, you know, you wouldn't think that the Rerun would even like the Doobie Brothers, that they would even want to go to the Doobie Brothers concert.
They're funky. They're like...
You would think that, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire should have been the guest, and we're going to go...
Look.
And I'm strictly saying that black people should like black music and white people should like white music. That's what I'm saying.
They, maybe that's who they could get.
I guess so.
But yeah, that was so... Like, poor Pat Simmons was so disappointed when he saw that.
Pat Simmons was disappointed by a lot of things. Right
not
after
by his conditioner. You see that guy's hair? Beautiful.
Remember when Pat Simmons got the... he's a guitarist for the Doobie Brothers, one of them. And he got the short haircut for a while.
Yeah, it wasn't working for me.
No, now he has the long, full-out, parted down the middle, hanging down.
Cousin Ed sort of thing.
Yeah, that's what Patrick Simmons needs.
Man, you need that, and then you need Skunk Baxter over there on the stool.
Come on, Jeff Skunk Baxter, stand up.
Stand up. You lazy bones.
What, did you break your back? I mean, if he plays Guitar Hero, is he sitting down? What's going on, Skunk?
You know, he's a military expert. A lot of people talk about that.
That is true. He is a military.
True.
He's
That's
got
one of those facts.
He's got some Scud missiles hiding in that mustache.
It's true. Yeah.
Look, these will all be funny if you look up a picture of Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Pat, kids cannot stop talking about everybody's our new favorite segment that I forgot to tell Matt to get the sound effect of Law and Order Copycat Unit. Clink, clink. Oh, look at that. He's got it handy. That's nice.
He is like, Matt used to work for Rick Dees. And so he has these things on his iPhone. He hasn't got an app on his iPhone. It's just called stupid sound effects that Gary made me put in my iPhone app.
We need them. Okay, this one is going to kill you. This is going back to a year called 1986, and it's a band called Excel. And, well, we'll just leave it at
Excel.
That. Excel. And let's see if you can...
Spreadsheet program.
Exactly. It's like the spreadsheet program. So, but you don't need a spreadsheet to figure out who also was a fan of this.
Oh, can I guess yet?
Go ahead.
This sounds like Metallica.
Yeah, go ahead when it...
Wow. Oh, wow. How do you find these?
Just, you know, listen and keep your ear to the ground and...
I mean, I have one I've been meaning to bring. It's the Black Keys, and then it's a garbage truck backing up.
What?
What?
I'll kill you. Go back to Excel for a second and let that really kick in.
Wow, the drums sound great.
This is called Tapping Into the Emotional Void.
That drum sound is great, though.
I mean, come on.
Wow.
Anyway.
I mean, if they... I mean... How many copies of Enter Sandman sold?
More than Tapping Into the Emotional Void.
I'm telling you.
The album, that's from an album called Jokes on You.
Yeah. But, it's the jokes
sadly.
On them.
Kind of ironic.
That is a great ironic title. Yeah, Matt.
By the way, I just got a phone call from Lars Ulrich. We're being sued for playing those 5 seconds.
Yeah, you guys illegally downloaded that. I want my money. Lars.
Ulrich.
Anyway, so if you have any suggestions for Law & Order Copycat Unit, clink, clink! send them in to the Facebook.
I always like when you watch like Behind the Music and they talk about drum sounds for like when bands talk about the drum sound they had for an album to be like, yeah, we took the drums down the hall and we had the snare in the toilet and we, it's like, dude, just set up the drums and play the drums.
Put a microphone in there.
Mic them up. Yeah, we got this really cool sound. We wrapped a shower curtain around my face and I could hardly breathe and it, shut up.
But what if you wanted to sound like this?
Oh,
that's hard.
I don't know how they do. That's all Pro Tools.
Well, I think that ends this episode's new business. I think it's time to turn the page. And
this is from 72 also.
Oh, good stage pattern.
About being on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Turn the Page.
Yeah.
It's lonely out there on that black ribbon, you know what
I'm telling you? On the black ribbon.
That's what I call the road.
I know what you call it. Now that would be saxophone.
Or flugelhorn. Yeah, no, it's a flugel? Sax. Yeah, it's a sax.
His saxophone player is called Alto Reed.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, don't think that's his real name.
I did not know that.
And you have to go to YouTube and look up Alto Reed. He has the biggest saxophone you've ever seen in your life. It's crazy. It's like a crazy prop that Demon Dark would use. Is that his name?
Yeah, Deacon Dark.
Deacon Dark.
Do you think he has like some issues about... People don't think I'm a good saxophone player. I'm going to get a big saxophone.
It's unbelievable. When you see it, you'll go like, that's a joke, right?
His name is Alto Reed.
Alto Reed. Well,
I didn't think I could hate this more, but now I do.
Why don't you play Metallica's version?
Yeah. Oh, listen.
You don't like Bob Seger?
Oh, wait. Let's listen how hard it is to be.
You don't like Bob Seger?
You know.
All right. See, here I am. What? On the road again. Is anyone playing an instrument in this band? This is almost a cappella. Here I go,
playing star again. This is about to get awesome. There I go,
turn the page. This guy's boring. Where's the big sax?
Bring it out. Set on fire. Turn the page. Burn the page.
Burn the page. I'm about to fall asleep.
So Gary, rock. I don't know. Bob Seger was singing about being a rock star. What's the category? category this week.
Category, okay.
I don't know what it is.
It's a little bit inside. It's rock about rock.
Rock about rock, Matt. You call this meta.
Meta rock,
this is some term Matt made up. Meta.
Well, he went to college. That's,
never heard
that's
it.
The problem.
You went to Harvard, right? No? No? What was your major?
Mass communications.
Mass communications. Yeah. And you...
Emphasis in film.
Well, you're kind of living the dream. When you say emphasis in film, you mean minor in film?
No, it was mass communication film.
No, right. Well, you're still young.
I majored in ass communications.
All right, yeah. My brother.
With a minor in film. So, yeah, these are all songs about either there are songs about how music is great, there's and they're all terrible. There's not a... if you have a good one, I'll be surprised. So I brought in all of my least favorite.
They're all terrible. I love that.
This is like...
I will say I might have a couple that aren't terrible, but then I have a couple that
I bet. You know what? I do have some towards the end there, but I was going to call him Andy Rooney, but our friend Andy Kindler has a good routine about that song. That's entertainment. That's not entertainment. I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. Just do it. Don't sing about So I'll stop doing other people's bits. And
I love Andy Kindler, though.
Yeah, oh, he's the best.
So and funny.
He has a good thing about still rock and roll to me. That's another. I don't know if that'll come up on
no,
this, but
no, not on mine.
I'll check out his car. I'm not doing it justice. But
okay.
Let's post it if
we find that routine on YouTube. We'll post it on our Facebook page.
Give us Exhibit A of a song about rock.
Okay, this is that we've talked about this song before. Mm-hmm. We've sang this song before. This guy's a friend of the show, and this is just play it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Change was made of time and the big man, Joe in the Bay.
Yeah!
From the coastline to the city, all the little brown whales of hell.
This album is produced really well.
I'm gonna sit back right easy and laugh.
What's gonna happen?
Well, the school up in Memphis, the city in hell.
You know why it's so good? They, recorded the drums out in the garden shed.
Oh, is that what they did?
Over the speakerphone.
And he actually played with gardening tools instead of drumsticks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a 10th Avenue Freeze Out from Born to Run. When I was listening to this song with the headphones a couple days ago, that album really sounds great. That album sounds just...
Well, it's a masterpiece. Everybody needs
great.
That album. Now, who do you think? Now, obviously, the big man.
Big man's Clarence. I think Scooter.
Who's Scooter supposed to be?
I think Scooter might be Miami Steve before he had his nine other million nicknames. Because he was Miami Steve, and he's Little Steven, and maybe he was as Scooter Steven at one point.
I think Bruce left it open like that so that everybody could think that I'm Scooter.
I'm Scooter.
Yeah.
The guy who got kicked out and is now working at the hardware store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was Scooter.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Vinny Lopez. Thinks he's Scooter.
Vinny Lopez.
David Sanctius.
Look at you. He's naming all the original members.
Oh, I love Bruce. Oh man. Yeah, that's a good song about rock.
That's a good song.
I will give it to you.
Okay.
This is like an example there's like a lot of different ones. There's like your roll call songs, which usually involves like dead rock stars. There's your travelogue one. And this is just one of like some maybe people who aren't hip trying to co-opt the youth thing. This is like a band of narcs trying to blend into a party, and it's Peter, Paul, and Mary on Rock Solid.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play and sing it. I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me, for me may.
This is like that Mr. Show sketch, Rap the Musical, where it contains no rap.
They just sang groovy.
Hey, I think the mamas and the papas at the trip sunsets.
Then it goes in, like, into the roll car portion. Is there Donovan? Anyway, you can bring it down. He does like some good impressions of like Donovan's music is groovy. Anyway, so that's...
Wow, what's that song called?
It's called I Dig Rock and Roll Music.
Oh, if you dig rock and roll music, then you do not dig that song. Wow.
Fun fact about Peter, Paul, and Mary, the first...
Still alive, no.
...group to have a female member have a number one album in the rock era.
Wow.
So there's that. I mean, they're definitely great, but yikes.
So we have them to blame for bringing rock women into our
exactly,
boys' club.
It was Guys' Night before this, and now...
Oh, Guys' Night. Have you ever heard Guys' Night? They sing Die Hard?
It's great.
This is from 1976, a year after Bruce sang about Scooter and the Big Man. This band had their debut album, Boston, and they sang about being a rock and roll band. I doubt that they practiced in the street. Now, what I find funny about this song, too, is that if you know anything about Boston, Tom Scholz and Bradley Delp made this the first record in his basement with yeah. his Commodore VIC 20 and a guitar. So they're singing about, man, we didn't have money. We were playing in this. No, you weren't. You were in a basement putting together one of the biggest corporate rock albums of all time.
It's a bit of like false mythologizing of
right.
trying to create a backstory.
Yeah, we were just another band out of Boston.
For their thing. They probably lived in Pittsfield or something
right,
like that.
Right, yeah.
Even, hey. But, no, I don't know. But the... Yeah, he was like an engineer or something,
yeah,
right? He was probably doing very well, pulling down probably a 30K or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Then everyone at work would go, oh, Tom's working on an album. Nerd.
Nerd.
Stupid Tom with his minor in film.
I have to say, I'm not quite mad at that song, though. It's, I think...
Yeah, that's recorded well, too.
So back far, you're
75, 76, they know how to lay down a track.
That to me, that is the ultimate meta. Because, like, if yeah. they're playing that in concert
yeah.
and you're watching them
yeah.
play it in concert, the chorus, your head might explode from the, the convolution of thematology. It's like, what? You just said what you're doing, and we're doing what you said, too.
Mirrors on mirrors. Circles within circles.
I might have one that's even more meta than that, Matt. But
well, this is a bunch of bullshit. What I got up here next, I have right before I was drafted into the Rock Solid Army. I was getting this little blog together called The Ketchup, Your Guide to All Five Kinds of Music. Because I have this theory that there are only five kinds of music.
Then the ketchup, was it spelled like...
It was spelled with the K, like the regular way. Because I have this...
Like
other...
ketchup, not catch up or cats up.
No, K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
Okay.
And it's still floating around out there. But because I have this idea, because Pat, music is the ketchup. Everybody likes it. It goes with everything. You know, it's what holds it together. But The Ketchup was your guide to all five kinds of music. And I have this theory that there's five kinds of music. There's, like, if you lay it on an XY sheet, there's good music, there's good bad music, there's bad good music, and there's bad bad music. And that's four kinds. And the fifth kind of music, right in the very center,
is this.
Is Huey Lewis.
Let's see if we can
hear this.
Okay.
Because it's like, I've been entertained by Huey Lewis,
yeah.
and I've wanted to kill myself too. And this is one of those chief songs that, oh, it's just garbage.
I saw him in concert. He opened up for Loverboy, and
he was good, right?
Yeah, they were, because we didn't really know who they were at that time. It was when they had the Picture This album out. Their second album. So it was.
Hold on. We're getting somewhere with this. There's that heartbeat, and then. All right.
It's the soulless music of exactly. Huey Lewis. What's that instrument there? They step in on a duck? Oh, I gotta tell you.
New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be.
He hates New York.
Wherever you've been, you do have a million things. All at a quarter to three.
That's like 80s stand-up comedy, that line.
Yeah.
It's all by a quarter to three. The same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild. They say the harder rock and roll is competing. And from what I've seen, I believe.
He believes it.
His the empirical evidence he has gathered suggests the heart of rock and roll. You know where they like to rock? Over in the Liberty Town. Now, who calls it that?
It's so funny. It's so funny to think that some of these guys are the band for Elvis Costello's first album. Yeah. It's so funny.
Competent musicians, very good. But
yeah, they were all good musicians, and they might have been better if they just stayed studio musicians.
Right. The absolute nadir of this particular crime against humanity is where you think, oh, he's gonna, they pack it with a lot of class, and then like, oh, he's gonna say ass. He's gonna say ass. Yeah. But then instead, it's
really kicks him in. Come on, man.
But here's what would make this a classic song is if they change that line to something like but when they play that music it goes soaring like a Ray Guy punt, but it's really really kicks you, and make it something like that where it's a little more graphic, or know Sea Hunt, or stunts or something like I want music to kick me in the cunt is what I'm trying to get at here.
New York.
Ray Guy not in the NFL Hall of Fame. How is that possible?
I don't know.
No punter.
You could ask Huey Lewis though. He's got an album called Sports.
Oh, he's into sports. Oh,
love sports. We love to golf when we're not on, stage. We golf. So let's name our next album Four.
Ooh.
Shut up. We'll spell it F-O-R-E like four, and it'll be our fourth album. Shut up.
It's exactly like in the middle. Wait.
What's up?
Is that your brother's favorite band?
Four, because he loves golf.
No, just the whole band. Because he's always, that's what his love, he loves sports.
Just sports and bland entertainment. No, my brother's favorite artist is actually Neil Diamond.
Oh.
There you go. But my brother also, you can't tell him, Neil sounds a little rough now. No, he doesn't. No, he does. No, he sounds exactly the same. No, he doesn't.
Oh man, you got to read this book called Diamond Dogs. It's like this murder mystery I just read, but kind of like the subplot of it is it's about these kind of sad middle aged guys who go to Neil Diamond concerts and just like the tragedy of it all.
How I hold it.
But anyway, so I'm sorry to everybody. I can't believe if you would have told me 5 years ago you're gonna have a podcast and you're gonna play some hard to rock and roll on there.
I will tell you a quick Neil Diamond story. I got his autograph backstage at the Jimmy Kimmel show, and he says to me, he goes, you're not going to put this on eBay, are you? And I said, you can personalize it if you want. He goes, I believe you. Direct quote, I believe you.
I love Neil Diamond.
All right, let's get, this is a song from Journey. From 1986. This was the last album with Steve Perry before he left, and then he eventually came back. But this is the album was Raised on Radio. The song is called Raised on Radio, and all the lyrics are just, they name check old, 50s and 60s songs. And you'll hear it's the first line starts with Stagger Lee is the first thing you're going to hear. Maybelline, Sweet 16. Okay. The look on Matt's face was the look of disgust like I have never seen. And then I didn't even get to the chorus because the chorus is just radio. We're all raised on radio. I love my radio. But I mean, come on. When I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, I wrote love letters in the sand. It's just she loved me tender. Jungle Lion sleeps tonight. It's like
My God.
Because I'm all shook up over Peggy Sue.
You're kidding me.
No.
He does not say that.
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Jesus Christ, that's the worst.
Yeah. That's, listen, hey, we need one more song. Okay, I'm just going to say a bunch of other songs.
Chantilly Lace, I don't know.
All right, great. Pretty Face, whatever. All right.
That's even worse than that one Everclear song about listening to the radio.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, Amory. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, man. Yeah, maybe that's a whole other show, like radio songs. That's
well, then I'll bring this one back because everyone seemed to like it.
Everyone liked it so much. That reminds me that
Matt, you look so mad. You look like you wanted that. To punch someone.
I've never heard that, and it's awful.
Yeah, it's.
And I don't hate Journey, but that was terrible.
Raised on Radio.
You're keeping your DiMaggio-like hit streak alive. I think this is your fifth straight Steve Perry mention.
Is it really
in the show? It's look it up. Somebody prove me wrong.
I got well, I'm gonna have to give him a. I'm gonna have to give it a break.
But no, that's fine. Okay, this is one where
is that fine with you, Gary?
That's fine. I'm just looking at it. I know Matt's up against the clock here a little bit. This is when I, you know, like we had talked. I don't remember if it was this show or last one. We talked about having songs you don't like on your iTunes. Yeah. When I really just want to hate fuck my ears, this is like a song I reach for. This is like. You know, like when you be driving, you know, when white people be driving in the at night in the country, and you hear like some on the radio and like like all this all uptight, and you think, oh, this sounds pretty good, and then like, hey, wait a minute, this is Christian rock, like this might be kind of like that, but I don't think it's Christian rock, but it has like Christian themes in it, but it's kind of about how God gave. I don't know what it's about, but it's kind of he's trying to do what Steve Perry did, but kind of like. You know, he minored in Bible studies or something like that. It's called Let My People Go by the Rainmakers.
Wow.
And anyway, oh, good. I'm sorry, everybody.
And this is in your iTunes, but you don't like it.
I hate it, yeah.
All right.
So, holy cow.
It's kind of like post-Georgia Satellite.
Yeah, I was just going to say, keep your hands to your, keep your songs to yourself, Gary.
Yeah. You see where this is going?
Yeah.
Really?
I did not put you here to whine. I put you here to love one another. And to get out and have a good time now.
Let my people go, go, go. Yeah. Yeah.
Please, make it stop, man. Make it stop.
Oh, my God.
Please. Sorry. So it's just more of that kind of thing of like, you know. Oh,
can you burn that for me?
And God, you got it.
Wow. No, I mean burn it. Wow, that was really bad. That made Raisin Radio look like a Grammy Award winner.
It's true. I'm sorry I had to do it to you, everybody. Anyway, let's kind of move away and help pretend that didn't happen.
All right. It's my Matthew McConaughey stepped in for all right. This is in the same vein as the Boston Rock and Roll Band. This is a band singing about the night that they met Clive Davis and got their record deal.
Oh.
And this band is Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from a great Aerosmith album that no one ever hears. It's Night in the Ruts from 1979.
Yes. Love it.
And this song is called No Surprise. I love it.
I like how on that album cover, like in true Aerosmith fashion, like just in case you're not getting the joke, we're gonna like the spoonerism of the title. We're gonna like cross out the N and the R and switch them.
Night in the Ruts, right in the nuts.
Exactly.
That was on the tour shirt. Thanks. Thank you. How old were they at the time, though? 30-year-olds, maybe.
My guess. I know.
Now they're in their mid-60s.
They're mid-60s back then.
Rocker humor, as Pardo and I have said, rocker humor is not good.
It's generally not good.
No, it's not. You get your Sammy Hagars and people in there telling jokes, and it's terrible. But Night in the Ruts, I highly recommend that Aerosmith album. It's really good.
Overlooked.
Yeah, overlooked.
How's he feeling? Is he getting better? Is that Steve Italia? Did you see him?
Since he fell down in the shower?
Fell down in the shower. Who worked him over?
I don't know. Who posted that picture on Facebook? Look at me.
Yeah, D-Facebook.
I'm a drag queen.
So another popular style of the rock about rock is the...
Matt calls it meta.
About the meta rock is the roll call, you know, of the dearly departed.
Yeah.
And those are pretty shameful because it's like, it's you like... you know, you're doing some emotional grandstanding, mm-hmm. and you're also like, I'm sort of like these people. I'm part of a great tradition of these people and stuff like that. And it's like it's loathsome enterprise. There's if you believe in forever, that rock and roll heaven one.
Yes,
and there's others, but this is one that I kind of like. It's kind of a section in the song by do you know Badly Drawn Boy?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's this great British singer, and.
I thought you were talking about Bart Simpson.
They do their best. Huh?
Okay.
But this is a song called You Were Right. And Matt, if you could forward to about the 2 minute mark or something like that, then we'll hear him give his rock and roll heaven shout outs in this. It's like a popular karaoke song in England, I understand. And has a little organ solo in the middle.
Died. One. And the night Jeff Buckley died. Two. And the night Kurt Cobain died. Three. And the night John Lennon died. I remember I stayed up to watch the news with everyone. And that was a lot of nights. And that was a lot of lives. This is awful.
You bring it down. That's actually a great album. It's called Have You Fed the Fish? And do you like that movie About a Boy?
Yeah.
That's a great soundtrack that
it's
he did
movie.
For that. And that's if you want to jump in with Badly Drawn Boy, that could be the place.
All right.
So all
I
right.
don't know if I like that song though.
Well, that's my maybe not the best part of it. But it talks about it talks about Madonna has a crush on him at another point of it.
All right,
but it's like it's a whole. It's
I wonder
whole
if that's
thing.
True.
I don't know. Maybe she's
British.
She is British.
She is,
as it turns out. So I think I like how we're keeping things on time.
All right. Well, okay. this one. Yeah. This might be the most meta, Matt.
Okay. Oh,
this is this was a song that Lemmy wrote. It's a Motorhead song,
okay.
but then the song's called Ramones, which spells Ramones.
Sure.
So Lemmy wrote a song about the Ramones.
Fine.
And a couple years later, the Ramones said, well, why don't we record that too? So this
wow.
is the Ramones singing a song about the Ramones. And it's queued up right to where they're talking about themselves. Naming them all. I think that's all we have to hear. He sings about CJ, Tommy, Marky, Johnny.
That gets the job done.
Ramones, Ramones. That's us, folks.
Is, do any bands have... Uh-oh, was that your conference call? Was that... no, it's Pat's taking messages. Why don't you go ahead and take that, Pat, and I'll just finish up here.
I got that's from Chip Chinnery.
Oh, I see.
Telling me that he picked up a lime.
Okay. We're
going to be drinking
margaritas later? Is that...
We're going to be making margaritas. We're going to use the Sammy Hager
Cabo Wabo
tequila, and we're going to be... We're going to be getting drunk.
All
and then,
right.
then maybe do a little experimenting.
One thing leads to another. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
All right. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're talking about the Ramones. I got a text about a line.
I was wondering if... I was trying to think of other bands like having their songs about themselves where it's like... I know there's that Iron Maiden by Iron Maiden. But that's,
yeah.
not, but that's not about them, is
no,
it?
That's about an actual Iron Maiden.
I see, yeah.
Because Night Ranger has a song called Night Ranger.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Some kind of Night Ranger, I guess.
That's about a guy who's he's at a park, but he doesn't work the day shift. He's a... He's a park ranger. He works at night.
Let's move it along, you. That's what he says a lot.
You can't be doing that here, kids.
Well, so I think, do you have any more?
I have another one.
Oh, you have another one?
Okay. Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Well, this is a song that everybody likes, I think, and we'll, and you.
Oh, American Pie.
And you can have the last one. Oh, good. Oh, my God. But, this is, it's just kind of about, you could go ahead and start that, man. Everybody loves this song. This is, everybody loves about the, you know, about the healing power of music and giving it all you got and everything like that. And it's fine. But then at the end, he has to, like, start throwing out all these threats.
Yes.
Like, I don't get it. It seems like it's at cross purposes.
Do you like this song? Because I love this song.
I don't know. I think I do.
Do you like this song, Matt? I love this song.
I like 7/8 of it. I don't like that the guy was so married to that Gilligan hat that he always wore.
This reminds me of, like, a Todd Rundgren song.
Very much.
It sounds like Todd.
I think he was primed to be the next Todd, but then he started talking shit on Hanson and, you know,
Marilyn Manson,
Hanson,
Courtney Love.
They're very powerful, and they took him out. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, this is all well and good, but, you know, then...
And you know the little girl from Archie Bunker's place, Danielle Brisbois.
Danielle Brisbois, yeah.
See, she was in this band.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, but it's only the guy who gets the credit, but it was actually a band.
Oh, ain't that always the way?
The album's not good, though.
Is that right?
Not that I recall.
What? For going to a fashion show?
That's... I like when he said, you're all dicks, run to your mansions. You're all dicks, run to your mansions.
Man, I just, why the hostility?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Anyway, so that's, you know what it is? What the problem is rock about rock. That's what it turns to.
Yeah.
It's just like a snake starts eating itself and starts making threats at little 11-year-olds and stuff.
Yeah, everything can't be R-O-M-O-N-E as Ramones.
All right, Pat, please bring us home here. Stop the madness.
Okay, this is from K-I-S-S, Kiss.
Nice.
This is off the reunion album, Psycho Circus from 1998. Mm-hmm. And they recorded a song called You Wanted the Best. And they all sing lead on it. They all take a verse.
Hell yeah,
they do. What cracked me up is when I saw them on the Psycho Circus tour, I'm like, how do they not sing this song? They all get to sing on this one song. And they didn't.
That's not about
and,
it.
And so let's just drop you in. We'll hear Gene, Paul, and they're, it's just ridiculous.
Hey, make up or break up.
Make up or break up. Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Don't show your face.
Here's Ace.
Don't tell me not to play, cause it's not your place. The fans wanted us to play. We hear and we obey. You wanted to play.
The fans wanted us to play.
You got it.
We hear and we obey.
You got the
fans. Who is trying to prevent them from playing?
I don't know. The man.
The man.
Let it play out a little bit more.
Captain Steubing.
I think Ace calls himself Ace somewhere.
Don't give me glasses.
Peter Criss.
Don't give me lies. Don't give me sweet talk. Pete just testified.
He name checks Pete. Don't give me sweet talk, Pete.
You live a fairy tale.
There's Ace.
So he was smack talking on Paul there. There was like, but that's them like recreating some of the gossip, some of the he said, she said, nobody said to them.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you wanted the best. We hear and we obey. What did you hear, Gene? The cash register? Is that what you heard? Why did they sing a song about that? We needed money. We wanted even more.
Oh, man.
We knew that Ace and Peter were sleeping on the floor. I mean, why don't they really sing one? Would tell us exactly why they really got back together.
Between that, what you just did there, and my kick you in the see you next Tuesday, this has been our greatest show, I think. This was probably the worst music.
Yeah, this
the listener wanted the best.
Yeah, and they got it.
You wanted the best, you got the worst.
We should make an album. I don't care what Matt Belknap says. We're going to do it.
I think we should.
All right.
I don't know who that guy was. I have a couple things I want to things I want to promote real quick. Do I have enough time? I'm seeing the time there. It's it doesn't seem to be okay, sorry. Oh, should I just wrap it up?
Well, no.
All right, two things on the market now is a new documentary called God Bless Ozzy Osbourne.
All right.
And just when you think that between the Behind the Music and the other docs that are out there. And,
who is this private individual?
And 52 episodes of the Osbournes. What more do we need to know about Ozzy Osbourne? And this thing is terrific. I mean, they go into detail about how during the Osbournes, that was the worst time of the family's life. They said because everything that people were laughing at home, Ozzy slurring and stumbling around, they said they get that he was the worst ever during that show. And Jack Osbourne says, you know, we have hundreds of hours of footage we didn't show because no one wants to tune on MTV and watch a family break up. So
wow.
It's the documentary is great because it ends and Ozzy's been 5 years clean and sober, and he finally got his driver's license.
All right.
So you see him driving. It's really great. If you think you know everything about Ozzy Osbourne, this covers from Black Sabbath right up till now. So it's really cool. And the other thing is, The Who just released a 2-CD. They're calling it the deluxe edition director's cut of Quadrophenia.
Excellent.
And I've never heard it sound this good in my life. It's got the full album. It's got about 8 demos on it. And Pete still says that this is the best rock opera from The Who. I still think Tommy's a better rock opera, but I think individual songs on this album, like 515 and Cut My Hair and The Real Me and Sea and Sand, are better than individual songs from Tommy. So I recommend those two things.
I think I would agree with that assessment. What if, like, for the meta rock show, like, we played the most meta song out of all, no song at all? Or, unless you had one, I don't have any.
I don't have anything.
All right, then. To hell with it.
I could keep singing my faux Kiss song.
I think we just call it a show and remind everybody to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please write a review on iTunes if you think of it.
Oh, yes, write a review.
That would help. We're over in the
like
movies.
Sharon Houston did.
Yeah, she did a good job, and a lot of people did. Man, I don't
I'm going to name check Sharon Houston.
I'm not comfortable with that.
All right.
She'll take you to court. All right. Listeners, I love you, and we will see you here next time on Rock Solid.